5987 after 6 o'clock, please. So that's Philip Nunn, who's the magazine chairman of Team Talk, the talking magazine for visually handicapped in Tenbury Wells, Ludlow, Leinster and Clibbury, on Tenbury Wells 811126 or Colin Howe on Ludlow 5987.
The Sunshine What's On service. Tell us about your What's Ons. Write them in to Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet near Ludlow.
Now, especially for Joan and Adrian Stefan down there in Hereford, here's the other side of that Matt Monro record you requested. It's called You're Closer to Me.
You're closer to me than the shore is to the waves of the sea, than a leaf is to a bough of a tree. Oh, my love, no one else can be closer to me. You're closer by far than a moonbeam to the light of a star, than your laughter to the place where you are. Oh, my love, stay as close, ever closer to me. Every day, let me be closer to you, far away. I couldn't live a day through, though they say people in love can be blind. With every new moment I find, you're closer to me than a bird is to the air as it flies, than the tears are to a child when it cries. And when I see the sky high above, then I pray that as close as we grow, we will show to the world now we found true love. And I pray that as close as we grow, we will show to the world that we know just how close we can be. Now we
Matt Monro there, and You're Closer to Me, and that was produced by the Beatles producer George Martin. Back to the competition, which we've been running all the way through the programme, and who's got it right? Right, Gary from Dewstone, Clee Hill, Dave from Leinster in a phone box, and who have we got? Daisy from Ludlow got it right. Wrong, Lynn from Newcastle-on-Clun, who thought it was Pat Benatar, Richard from Kington, Mike Palmer thought it was John Miles. Well, no, sorry, it wasn't. We'll have another go at that. A few more calls. I'm sure you've heard the tape before. See if you can work out who it was. It was the first inch of a well-known record, and those of you who couldn't get through at the time, try now. The lines are quite clear. Ludlow 5922. We'll listen to the brand new record from Tracy Ullman, which is called Terry.
Yeah.
That's the brand new record there from Neil Kinnock's mate, Tracy Ullman, that one, and it was called Terry. A couple of what's-offs. Bingo at Pembridge tonight has been cancelled due to the bad weather, and also the Craven Arms Sports and Social Club tonight's dance has been cancelled. And also that Kidderminster Harriers match, which should have been played at Wealdstone this afternoon, has been called off due to the solidness of the ground. The weather for today and this evening, dry with sunny periods today, followed by a clear night, continuing very cold with a severe frost. The winds will be light northeasterly, and the maximum temperature you can expect today is plus 2 degrees centigrade, with a minimum overnight of minus 10, so wrap up in your thermals this evening. Happy birthday now to Sister Kathy, who's one today, and this comes with lots of love from Paul and Gail. And also for Debbie and Susie, here's Keith Harris with Orville's Song.
I wish I could fly way up to the sky, but I can't.
You can?
I can't. I wish I could see what folks see in me, but I can't.
You can?
I can't.
Look, Orville.
Yes?
Nothing that you can say will change how I feel today. I know that we're never apart. Now hear what I'm saying, Orville.
Yes?
Who is your very best friend?
You are.
I'm gonna help you mend your broken heart. Nothing that you can't do. So why don't you make a start and hear what I'm saying, Orville?
Yes?
Who is your very best friend?
You are.
I'm gonna help you mend your broken heart.
Baby, knocks £15 off summer holidays abroad. Lun Poly does. Yes, Lun Poly holiday shops in Ludlow and Bridgnorth give up to £15 per person off your 1985 summer holiday abroad. But hurry, 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 because this special Lun Poly holiday offer ends February the 28th. So book your Cosmos summer air, coach or motoring holiday now. Book Cosmos holidays and many more at Lun Poly High Street, Ludlow. Phone Ludlow 3424. In Bridgnorth, Lun Poly are in the High Street. Phone Bridgnorth 3002. Lun Poly. Can you afford to book elsewhere?
Robert Machin is your quality furniture specialist in Craven Arms, stocking Parker Knoll, Old Charm, Rest Assured and Cintiq, to name but a few. There's lounge suites with removable covers, a limited number of reclining chairs from £145, high seat chairs from £79, bed settees and chairs from just £99, and a comprehensive stock of pine furniture. Robert Machin, 6 Corvedale Road, Craven Arms. Phone his easy-to-remember number, Craven Arms 3322.
Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
It's still up there. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. The pub in the clouds. They reckon there's no higher pub anywhere. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill, for wedding receptions, party bookings, bar extensions and supper licenses. Get up to the Craven Arms Inn for bed and breakfast. There's a lounge, a bar and a video jukebox. There's a customer video club. Ask Graham about the customer video library at the Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. Telephone Ludlow 890-880. Ludlow 890-880. The Craven Arms Inn, Cleehill. 299 metres. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Journey, early or maybe later.
I think he's finished now. That was King and Love and Pride, especially for Graham and Janet Lewis from Sarah Lewis. They're the ones that kept requesting the same record that we'd played about three times, but never mind. Graham and Janet Lewis, Love from Sarah. Also, good afternoon to Daryl Lane. He said he's picking us up loud and clear in Stafford, and he'd like to say hello, Heather and Emma. Right, that just about wraps it up for a Saturday morning, early afternoon. Apart from the winner of the competition is Val from Starport. If you'd like to ring Ludlow 5922 and claim your prize, do so now. The final record of this morning afternoon's programme is from Rick Springfield, and it's good morning now to... Good afternoon to Graham and Nikki. He works about 12 feet away in Wolverhampton. Here's your favourite record, Jessie's Girl, from Rick Springfield. John Affold is next on Sunshine.
Jessie is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jessie's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Broadcasting live to Shropshire on 299 metres, 1017 kilohertz and 103.5 VHF. This is Sunshine Radio, serving the agricultural community of Shropshire. It's now exactly 1 o'clock, time for John Affold's weekly farming report.
There has been much debate since the latest Agricultural Holdings Act, which became law in mid-1984, as to whether the measures introduced by the Act would increase the supply of farms to let. The main measure in the new Act, which it was thought would increase the supply of tenanted farms, was the removal of succession of tenancy. Thus, any new tenancies created after 1984 would be protected in the same way as 1948 tenancies, namely security, basically for a tenant's lifetime. On Friday, I attended a meeting of agricultural valuers where the whole problem of creating new tenancies was discussed. Whether or not the removal of succession would result in more tenancies was doubted, since landlords would be wary of changes in government, changes in political viewpoint, and hence changes in legislation. Certainly, the removal of succession was a step in the right direction, as far as the supply of tenancies was concerned. It was thought that changes in taxation, so that a landlord was not treated any worse than an owner-occupier as regards income tax, capital gains, capital transfer tax, and indeed even VAT, would again help in persuading landowners to let, as opposed to taking land in hand or farming it with share farming or farming partnership or other methods. These obviously fell far short of a full tenancy situation. No matter where the discussion started, however, the point that everyone came back to was that potential landlords didn't let land as they were unsure of obtaining possession at a definite time in the future. The only way around this was fixed-term tenancies. Tenancies for 10, 15, 20 years or whatever, after which the landlord could certainly obtain possession. I can imagine existing tenant farmers treating this measure with much scepticism. But from the point of view of creating new tenancies, there is much to be said for it. That is, assuming that the farming community wishes to maintain the tenant system, as opposed to exclusive owner occupation or indeed share farming. A system of fixed-term tenancies needn't be as horrendous as it first appears, since if a young man acquired his first tenancy in his 30s, there is only likely to be one change of tenancy in his working life until he reaches the age of 65. Some form of farming ladder would again start to appear, with first-time tenants entering small units and then progressing to bigger farms. It was also thought that with a fixed system of fixed-term tenancies, there should be positive tax or grant incentives to encourage landlords to let land in smaller units, so that rather than one 800-acre farm, you would have, say, four 200-acre units. As we have only just had a bout of discussion on agricultural holdings legislation, these ideas won't be the subject of political debate for many years to come. What might soon become a political issue, however, is the fact that for social reasons it is advantageous to keep small agricultural units. With fixed-term tenancies, the starter units would, by definition, be small. Small farm units do help protect the rural infrastructure, rural employment, and rural population. The three enterprises which small units have traditionally depended on, namely pigs, poultry, and horticulture, are the very enterprises which receive little or no help under the EEC price package. Small margins in egg and pig production have resulted in these sections of farming being dominated by very large units, often controlled by multinational companies. The very things that could have provided a living off a small acreage have been left at the mercy of the market, whereas those commodities which, by definition, require greater acreage, such as cereals and sheep, have been afforded the greatest level of price support. There are sound social and economic arguments for retaining small farms, whether owner-occupied or tenanted. Given the arguments of preserving the rural fabric, providing ways for young people to enter farming, providing rural employment, we must not only see there is an environment which encourages the establishment of such farms, but once they have been established, the price support arrangements must be such as to enable them to survive. All small units are under pressure at present. Any new EEC price package must not favour the large at the expense of the small. Have pigs, poultry and horticulture been Cinderellas for too long? Market prices have shown the following changes this week. Clean cattle jumped on Monday of this last week owing to the fact that there was a shortage of supply because of the presence of snow in many districts. On Monday, the all cattle average was 97 pence per kilo. The trade remained firm throughout the week, and the average on Friday was 96.9 pence per kilo. The subsidy is estimated at maximum levels of 8.74 pence per kilo. Sheep have strengthened all week. Again, this was the result of a shortage of supply in many districts. On Monday, the all-hogged average was 176.8 pence per kilo, and by Friday, this had risen to 182 pence. It is still estimated, however, that the lamb subsidy this week will be 76 pence per kilo, estimated dressed carcass weight. The pigs have firmed throughout the week. On Monday, the all pigs average was 79.6 pence per kilo, and by Friday, this had risen to 83.6 pence per kilo. The cull cows have also firmed throughout the week, there being a strong level of export demand once again. The cull cow trade has risen through the week by about 3 pence per kilo, rising from Monday at 70 pence to Friday at 73.6 pence. On Smithfield on Friday, trade was a little brighter. Scots sides of beef sold at 83 pence per pound. English forequarters were a much stronger trade at 62 pence per pound, with hindquarters at 94 pence per pound. It is thought by many people in the meat trade that it is purely the cold weather which is responsible for this increase in demand. Therefore, if vendors have fat cattle, this would appear to be a good time to sell them. Inherently, the beef trade is weak, and it is purely the cold weather which has resulted in an increase in price. Light lambs on the home market made 84 pence per pound, medium lambs were the same figure, with heavy lambs 68 pence per pound. Pigs up to 100 pounds in carcass weight sold at 54 pence per pound, 100 to 120 pound carcasses 50 pence per pound, and 120 to 140 pound carcasses 48 pence per pound. This is John Uffold for Sunshine Radio with this week's roundup of farming news and market prices.
Wasn't it good? So cool. Wasn't he fine?
So fine.
Isn't it madness? He got me. Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon. I know him so well. Welcome along to the program. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's a joke. Saturday sport. You must be kidding today. Not a lot of sport around at all. We got held up, though, but we're going to have a lot of good music as well as what bit of sport there is left. Between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon, going to do something totally different because we feel in the mood today for a whole hour of Tamla Motown music.
Cognit & Company, Ludlow. Cognit & Company, sole area representatives for Ham International, who manufacture and sell the range of CB and amateur radio equipment aimed at the wholesale and retail markets. Cognit & Company for rigs, public mobile radio, navigational marine equipment, transceivers for taxis, agriculture and other uses. Cognit & Company, the experts in all aspects of modern communications equipment, supplying all types of aerials complete with riggings, and telephone equipment such as auto dialers and call diverters. Cognit & Company, Whitegate, 12 Farden, Ludlow. Communicate with Cognit on Ludlow 890 861. Ludlow 890 861.
P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds, £1.70. Whites, £1.50 for a 55-pound bag. Carrots and Swedes, too, at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays, at the market just by the butchers, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, home of good vegetables.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
At Ludlow Tire Services, you know you can get the best deal and best service on tyres and batteries. Call in now for a free check and compare our prices. We also sell 2050 engine oil at only £2.99 per gallon. Yes, only £2.99. And filters at big discounts. Spot and fog lamps are only £5.98 per pair. Roof racks £6.90. And trailer boards for only £10.35. With antifreeze, de-icers, car polishes, donkey jackets, overalls, boots and Wellingtons. Plus much, much more. Call in or phone us today. Ludlow Tire Services, opposite the Cork Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
2 9 9. Here's Cliff Richards. Take us back to the music, Heart User. This one's for Jenny, who's had a hard morning.
Traffic, and he thinks she's playing his
That's Cliff Richards for you. Arch User, his latest single. It's a good one, that. Still bringing out some magnificent tunes there, isn't he? Isn't he just? Well, the FA Cup fifth round today, isn't it? Well, it should be. Look at it that way. Everton are going to play Telford today, I am informed. Ipswich aren't playing Sheffield Wednesday. Luton aren't playing Watford. Millwall won't be playing Leicester. Southampton won't be playing Barnsley. And Wimbledon definitely aren't playing West Ham because of the weather. Though York City are playing Liverpool. That's it. Wiped out. FA Cup fifth round. Never mind. What's on in the First Division? Chelsea are playing Newcastle. According to my list here, yes. That's the only match on that I can see so far that they've given me. Aston Villa against Arsenal is off, so is the Stoke West Bromwich match, and also the Tottenham-Nottingham Forest match. That's off as well. 20 minutes after 1 o'clock, and here's a record for Phil in Worcester.